familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
As mothers, our bodies go through an incredible amount of change in a short period of time. We spend about 9 months growing a baby, which is amazing in itself. And after our babies are born, our bodies create breast milk, the most nutritious food possible to help them grow and keep them healthy. Our bodies are truly amazing, and still many of us don't view them that way. So, what's the problem, and can these negative feelings impact our breastfeeding goals? Today, we're talking about body image and breastfeeding. We're the Boob Group.
I use a breast pump.
I hand express milk for my baby.
I exclusively breastfeed.
I use a nipple shield.
I breastfed after a C-section.
I use a milk bank.
I breastfeed in public whenever I feel like it.
I pump at work.
I breastfeed with a cover.
I breastfeed twins.
I give my baby bottles.
I made my own supplemental nursing system.
I supplement with formula.
I talk to my baby while I breastfeed.
I'm breastfeeding as a survivor of sexual abuse.
When I have extra milk, I share it with others. Their moms.
We are equal.
We are
the Boob Group.
Welcome to the Boob Group. We're here to support all moms wanting to provide breast milk to their babies. I'm Sunny Galt, and I am co-hosting the show today with a few other mamas, which you'll meet in just a second. So what do you think of our new show format? We would love to hear from you. You can send us an email or leave us a voicemail, and all that can be done straight through our website. If you love the Boob Group as much as we do, then please help us spread the word to other parents. You can leave us a review in iTunes. That's a great way for other people to find us. It's super easy to do through the podcast app on your phone if you have an iPhone, or through the iTunes app on your desktop. And while you're on iTunes, be sure to subscribe to the Boob Group so you'll automatically see new episodes when they're available online. So let's go ahead and meet some of the mamas that are joining us today. We'll learn a little bit more about them before we start our conversation. And Angel, let's start with you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Angel Lakita Moore. I am a wife. I've been a wife for 9 years, or almost 9 years. I have three sons, Marcus, who's six, and then 2 1-year-old twins who I am currently still nursing. They are not trying to wean at all. and I have a YouTube channel called That Chick Angel TV, as well as a podcast I just started with my husband called Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
And the answer is yes. To every topic you have on the show, right?
Absolutely.
I love the title of the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's funny. All right. And Courtney, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello. My name's Courtney Staton. I am in Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm right dab in the middle of America. I am a breastfeeding photographer. I do families, portraits, kids, a little bit of everything, but my specialty is in breastfeeding. The name of my company is Stag and Bird Photography, which you'll be able to find on Facebook, Instagram. You can pretty much hit me up by carrier pigeon, smoke signal, anything like that. I also have two boys myself. I've got a 5.5-year-old Eli and an almost 2-year-old Everett that I am nursing. And I've really had thought that I'd be done by now, but at this point I figure he'll probably stop by the time he's in kindergarten. And if not, we live pretty close to the school. And then
I just take little breaks.
Yeah. Right. I'm married to my husband, Eric. We have been together. This is 2016. We've been together 16 years now, and we've been married for 8 or 9 of those. Sorry. Usually the husbands can't remember. I can't remember. It's been a long time.
And you're also the ambassador for our friends over at Rumina, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I am the ambassador and spokesmodel for Rumina Nursing Wear, which is a really incredible company that does nursing tanks and bras for everyone. And if you're pumping, if you're nursing, it's a great company and a great product.
Awesome. And Nayeli, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am Nayeli Gomez, and I live in the Chicago area, so it's a little bit cold most of the time. I'm still pretty – I'm breastfeeding my toddler, who's 22 months old. And speaking of, like, interesting weddings and – well, this is not too interesting, but I got married when I was 5 months pregnant. So talking about body image, the topic fits well into that.
I get it. I totally get it. All right. A little bit about myself. So I have four kids, and my oldest is five, a boy, and then I have a three-year-old boy as well. I breastfed both of them. And I also have twin girls who are about 2.5 years old and still breastfeeding the girls. They actually started out, they were preemies. They were 35 weekers. And so they had a hard time latching at first. So I was an exclusive pumper for the first 2 months, and then exclusively breastfed after that. And I'm still breastfeeding them, which is incredible. And Angel, like your boys, they're showing no signs of stopping. And it looks a lot like National Geographic when they come at me, because, you know, they just kind of take over my body and I'm just like, okay. But I'm super proud to still be breastfeeding. And I kind of feel like they're my success story, because I did struggle with my boys. And everyone said that feeding twins or breastfeeding twins was going to be more difficult. And I actually found it to be easier than my singletons. So yeah, I think it's just a supply and demand kind of thing, you know? Right. But yeah, so super proud of that.
Sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
All right. So before we kick off our episode today about body image and breastfeeding, I wanted to introduce you to Ashley Wells. Ashley is the founder of the Fourth Trimester Bodies Project. Obviously, body image, huge among women after they have their babies. And so I wanted to bring your project to light to all of our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about the Fourth Trimester Bodies Project?
Absolutely. So Fourth Trimester Bodies Project is a photo documentary at its core. We travel around the world taking pictures of women, sometimes with their babies, sometimes with their children, sometimes just by themselves. And we photograph every woman in her underwear, black undies, black bras if they choose, to really have an open dialogue on women's bodies and what they look like postpartum. We share women's stories, their births, their journeys through womanhood and motherhood, all together, really to just show how many variations of normal are out there and how closely connected we all are in this thing that is motherhood.
Now, you have an incredible backstory to this. Your personal story just says so much as to why you created this project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm a lifelong photographer. It's been my career. I run a pinup and boudoir studio in Chicago. And in the midst of that work, I went through a second pregnancy. My first, I have a 10-year-old son as well. But it was through my most recent pregnancy that my life changed very, very drastically. I learned that I was pregnant with identical twin girls, and very soon after that, they were dying. Through that pregnancy, we faced many complications. I had an in utero surgery to try to correct the twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome that was killing my girls. And unfortunately, my daughter Aurora passed away as a result. And I then went into labor and delivered my girls via emergency cesarean at 24 weeks gestation. And the road that followed that, dealing with grief and the loss of my daughter and not knowing if Nova, our survivor, was going to survive, and you know, we had a long NICU journey. I had a hard physical recovery after all that my body had been through in such a short time. I really felt like my worth as a woman and a mother had been somewhat shattered. I went into that pregnancy feeling like a superstar. I was more fit than I probably ever had been, was doing yoga every day, was really happy and excited about being pregnant again. And then all of that slipped away. I felt like I had failed again as a woman and a mother. My body hadn't been able to keep my girls alive. It hadn't been able to protect them. I hadn't been able to give birth how I'd wanted to. My healing wasn't what I wanted to. I had to have a cesarean revision that had to heal open for months on end. And dealing with those body horrors and the internal dialogue that suddenly became so negative was really, really difficult. But the beauty of it was that it showed me how much women struggle, that the dialogue that I was having was something that wasn't unique to me. I wasn't alone in it. Other women were repeating the same words to themselves every day. And that's when I decided to change it. So I took a photo of myself and my surviving daughter, Nova, just a couple months after she came home from the NICU. And I put it on social media and asked people to join me in this journey of telling their stories and showing themselves so that we could shatter those stigmas and really just create a positive dialogue around postpartum women.
A lot of women that are listening to this may be wondering, okay, I'm in. How do I get involved? How do I support something like this? So what are some of the different ways that our listeners can learn more about the project and even participate?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to get involved is online, both on our website and on our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, are all of our photos. We've worked with over 1,500 women to date in the past 3 years, and all of their photos and stories live in our online galleries. So you can dive in and get yourself up to speed there. And for women who want to participate themselves, we are still touring worldwide through January 2017. So you can see our tour schedule on our website as well, and come see us in one of the cities. We also are hosting conferences, one-day events in Portland and Chicago and Boston this year, where women can come and spend a day with us, as well as other women in the body positive and postpartum support movements. Just a day of body positivity and connectivity. Our first book is out. Women can pick that up and read there as well. And we have several other things in the works as we transition into what the next year will bring for us. But that's the most straightforward way. Visit us online and go from there.
And I know that you just did a shoot too with our friends over at Rumina. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We were thrilled to work with Rumina. We had the joy of sourcing moms, real moms, not models, to shoot their new product line in our Chicago studio. And it was really, really great to shoot with women who are moms for a product that is for moms. It makes sense to have women that are using the product be the ones photographed in it to use online. So we're really excited for them to start rolling out that new line and collection.
I love it. Such a great concept. The impact that you're having with women just has to be huge. It's so moving and inspirational. And on behalf of all moms, thank you so much for everything you do.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so today we're talking about body image and breastfeeding. It can be very difficult to overcome body image issues. So I have a disclaimer here off the top. That is not our goal. Our goal is not to say, yes, you have a body image issue, let's fix it in a 30-minute podcast. It's just not going to happen, right? But what we can do is be there to support other moms who are breastfeeding and even pumping for their babies. And just to say, hey, we've been through this too. And, just show a little bit of empathy. So that's what, we're trying to do with this, is help any moms that may be struggling with body image issues to say, we've been there, we've done that, and we may still even be there and going through it right now. So most of these questions that we have, we're just going to kind of open it up. And if you have personal experience with it, just kind of shout it out. So one of the things I wanted to establish though in the beginning is, and you don't have to share these numbers with me, but like if you think of like a scale of 1 to 10, think about just in your head and everyone that's kind of listening, play along a little bit. How would you rate your pre-pregnancy body on a scale of 1 to 10? And then how does that compare in your mind to your body while you're breastfeeding? You know, if you have a couple numbers in your head, you know, is one on one end of the scale and one on the other?
Yeah, they're in two different countries. Yeah. Pretty much. Don't even think they're related. My pre-pregnancy body, I won't say, well, you know what? Being in my post-pregnancy body, looking back at my pre-pregnancy body, I'd put it at a 10. Now, when I was over there, I would have never said that. So I don't want y'all to think that I was walking around looking like a supermodel, but looking at myself now compared to then, I was like, I was one hot tamale. But so now I would probably, on a bad day, which is like today, where I'm just like, oh my goodness, why'd you eat that bowl of cereal? I'd put myself at a 5. On a good day, 6.5, 7 is where I would put my post in breastfeeding body. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Courtney, what about you?
I kind of feel the same. You know, when I was a pretty young mom, I was 23 or 24 when I first got pregnant, and man, I still looked good. I didn't think that I looked very good then, but I don't know if you guys have seen the little, what are they? Memes. I don't
know. Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know what they're called, but they say, I wish I was as fat as I was when I thought I was fat.
I can relate to that. Yes.
And I'm like, man, I thought that I looked terrible then. And now I'm like, geez. Get together. But you know what? I had a really hard time after I'd had my first, and I got into doing fitness competitions and bodybuilding, did everything I could to get down to be as tiny as I could be and as fit. And the second time around, I was just more about being happy. And I have learned, I think we'll put it, maybe with age comes a little wisdom, or maybe I just, I'm too tired to care anymore. Yeah. I am a lot more comfortable in my body now than maybe I was then. You know, a few kids and a lot of pounds later, I actually feel like I look okay. You know, usually it depends on the lighting. We'll say good lighting helps.
Yes.
But overall, I have learned to become more content. There are days when I look in the mirror and I'm not super pleased. And, you know, I always feel like there's lots of room for improvement. But generally speaking, I think that I'm doing okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. Okay. And Nayeli, how would you rate yourself overall? Is there a big discrepancy between your pre-pregnancy body and your nursing body?
You know, I can't relate so much to Courtney, because I also thought that I was not fit. I had a little more meat than I wanted to. And then I looked back and I was, what was I thinking? I look just fine.
Right.
And you know, my post-pregnancy body, you know, it was bad. I am very tiny. So everything that I put on, it shows. Yeah. It shows. So, you know, it was,
yeah,
I was a little bit
problem.
Self-conscious. I don't have that problem. Good.
Okay, so when we think about our negative feelings, because I'm, you know, my situation is very similar to you guys. When I look back at my photos, I'm like, yeah, I thought I had a weight issue there, and like didn't even know, you know, how drastically your body can change. So I'm right there with you guys. And when we have these negative feelings, I just kind of like to take a quick poll here. Is it specifically as a result of weight gain? Is that what pops into your head? Is like, is it overall weight gain, or is it more about, oh, my breasts used to be much more perky, or now I have a C-section scar, or now I've got stretch marks? Like, how would you classify that?
Yes. For me, it's the C-section scar. Oh my God. I'm still struggling with it. My daughter is 22 months old and I cannot get over it. So I need therapy. I need someone. I need to talk to someone about this, because I cannot get over it. I cannot even look at it. I'm currently still struggling with it. And it's so funny, because I was actually looking forward to the stretch marks. You know, everybody makes a deal out of it. And I was hoping, you know, I wasn't hoping, but I knew I was going to get them. And I didn't. No stretch marks. But that scar, it's killing me.
Yeah. Angel, what about you?
I would say my tummy, very specifically my stomach, because, you know, with twins, because you've been pregnant with twins as well, they stretch your stomach out so much.
Yeah, it's true.
So trying to get my skin to go back to where it's supposed to go. So right now I have a little bit of what we call in my family is Dunlap, my stomach Dunlapped over my pants. I mean, there are days that I'm very proud of my stomach because it doesn't look like I gave birth to twins, but because I know where I would like it to be and it's not there, and the skin is kind of like, it's kind of loose. And so I feel like there's still enough elasticity in it that it might go back, but the fact that it's not there, it's not like I need to be walking around, you know, like Britney Spears with my stomach all out. Like, I don't know where I plan on going with my stomach out, but I'd like to have that option if I wanted it. And right now, it's not an option. It's really not fun.
Right.
I have a little bit of the overall weight gain issue and also the stomach, kind of the saggy skin. And I have enough that fills out the saggy skin that it doesn't just sag. I mean, it's kind of puffs out. I still feel like I look like I'm about 3 or 4 months pregnant. And, you know, it's kind of something that I just deal with. But what really bothers me is when I wear tank tops only, because I have ancillary breast tissue in my armpits. So I have like fatty armpits, and that is something that bothers me. Mm. So, you know, it kind of depends on what I'm wearing and what I'm doing. As far as the pressure coming from myself or from, you know, outside pressure, it varies. It really depends on where I'm going and what I'm doing. Typically, it's myself and how I just feel about myself that particular day.
You know, we did on our sister show for the Boob Group, on our sister show, Twin Talks, we did an episode about diastasis recti. And that, I know that isn't, I mean, you don't have to be a twin mom in order to experience diastasis recti. So for people who haven't heard of this before, it's basically the separation that occurs in your stomach area. And to Courtney's point, sometimes when you feel like you're 4 months, whatever, pregnant constantly, because I'm in your boat, Courtney, like what I equate it to is like having a little girl belly. You know how like little girls have like a little pot belly.
Yep.
Whereas for most of my adult female life, I felt like I just had a little gut, you know, where I could separate my upper stomach from my bottom and it didn't look like a pregnancy belly. It just looked like I needed to lose some weight. You know, let's just be honest, you know. But ever since having my twins, I've had this little girl belly and it is driving me crazy. And so we did this whole episode on diastasis recti, and I learned that that was actually the issue that I'm personally struggling with. And a lot of women do, and it's never actually diagnosed. But there are exercises you can do to help strengthen that muscle. And it's just from stretching, you know, and a lot of twin moms get it because obviously we're carrying two babies and, you know, may stretch a little bit more depending on, you know, how long you carry your babies for. But that is a common body issue image that, you know, more and more women are talking about, which I think is good. It's something that I'm definitely struggling with. So if you guys want more information, I'll make sure that we link to it on the episode page for this episode so you guys can learn more about it. Anything that you guys like better about your body now that you're breastfeeding? I know I've heard, I'm a pretty busty girl, but I have heard that women, maybe Nayeli, to your point here about being tiny, do you like the fact that when you're breastfeeding, your breasts get more full and bigger? You know, they talk about, you know, nature's own breast enhancement. Like, did you... Were there any positives that came out of it for you, Nayeli?
All right. I did mention that I was tiny, but I am very heavy and chesty woman.
That's a big
part of me. However, it leads me to a very good point because, you know, I was so self-conscious of being so big because, again, I was tiny, yet my chest was really big. And I grew up very self-conscious. You know, this started developing in my early teens. So I grew up very insecure. I would hunch down. I would always cross my arms, wear a sweater in the summertime, even here in Chicago. And because I was always so self-conscious and I hated my boobs. I hated them. And then clothes wouldn't fit because the rest of my body was so small. Mm-hmm. And breastfeeding turned that around for me because I finally saw the purpose of my breasts. And now I love them. It's a beautiful relationship now because I can see what they're for, you know? And, yeah. And my daughter recently, she's growing up bilingual. So she's speaking very little English here and there. And the other morning she woke up and she touched my boob and she said, "Mommy, I like it." That was it. You know, it was a cherry on the cake. Yes, it was beautiful. Oh. So that's my story with my body image struggle.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so Angel and Courtney, anything you like better about your body now that you're a nursing mom?
I wasn't in your world. I was a small-chested woman, so. That is like one of the things I look forward to when I know I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have boobs for at least a year. It makes me more proportioned. So even though I sometimes have like really struggled with how I look, when I dress up with my post baby body, oh, I shut it down. I slay because boobs are popping. The butt is going. I have something cinching in my waist. So even though, yeah, maybe when I'm, you know, naked standing in the mirror, I'm like, what has happened to my body? When I dress this body up, oh, I am so excited about it. Yes, nature's breast boob job is the best thing ever. I love it.
Oh, and Courtney, what about you?
Yeah, I just kind of tolerate it all. I had really, really great boobs. And then I had, you know, a couple babies and nursed one for 9 months. And now we're going on 2 years with this one. And, you know, thankful for the Rumina tops because they still make them look all right. Otherwise, I have to kind of like carry them over my shoulders when I go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
You know, I don't really think that I love anything more. I just feel like maybe I'm more accepting.
Right.
No.
Well, so, and that leads into my next question is your perception of your body. And actually, Angel, you touched on this a little bit. When you dress it up, you know, you feel a little bit better. So would you say your overall perception of your body changes frequently, or do you pretty much feel the same way about your body no matter what? I think I know Angel's answer, right? It has something to do with like the clothes you wear and how you're presenting yourself, right, Angel?
Absolutely. Like there, it changes. It's like if I'm in the gym, I feel like I'm the best looking thing in there because I know what my body's been through. And I know half of those people have not been through that. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm a beast. I don't care if I have this baby gut. Like I pushed out two babies. Absolutely. I'm amazing. And then there are other days when I'm with my other little actress friends that are the size of toothpicks. I'm like, oh my God. So it fluctuates rapidly, frequently, but, and I understand that. I feel like it's a nature of being a woman in this society that, you know, some days you can feel really great about what you've done and what your body can do. And other days you're judging it off of something superficial. So I've accepted that. Yeah. It changes. All the time.
Yeah. Naily, what about you?
It goes the same way up and down. There are days and times that I feel like, oh my God, what I did. I gave birth to this child and my body can do so much and I feel so empowered. And there are other days that I just feel like, oh God, you know, I need to focus back on me getting healthier and fit. But it also depends on the context, of course.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss how having negative body images of ourselves can impact all areas of our life, including our ability to accomplish our breastfeeding goals. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We've been talking about body image and breastfeeding and how we have a tendency to focus on the negative. Sometimes we have like little peaks of, you know, us getting dressed up and feeling a little bit better about ourselves, or perhaps when we're working out or something like that, feeling like, you know, our bodies are amazing and we've done some really incredible things with it. But it sounds like we're kind of going up and down with this. So I want to focus on the negative because that's what we always do, right? How, you know, when you're in that mindset, when you're in one of those slumps, right? You're just kind of thinking negative thoughts about your body image. How has that impacted your breastfeeding relationship, or has it? Angel, what do you think?
You know what? I feel like it's a shame, but the negative images that I have make me want to continue to breastfeed, because I figure if I'm not happy with my body, at least it can be doing something good and positive. So, you know, like if I'm not feeling like the size that I want to be, or, you know, I just am comparing myself too much, me breastfeeding gives my body purpose, and it takes it out of that. It allows me to take myself out of that mode. So as pitiful as it kind of sounds to be like, oh, your negativity is helping you breastfeed, it does kind of, I guess, center me to be like, your body is more than this thing that you present for the world to judge or for me to judge. Is actually giving life and nourishment to two little boys. So and that's the way it's affected. The negativity has actually pushed me to something more positive in my mind.
I love that you said that, because I'm kind of the same way. Like, I always want to accomplish something. So if I'm filling my head with negativity or something, I want to make sure that, okay, something positive has to come out of this, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad you said that. I think, and I've heard too, a lot of women wanting to, when they have these negative images, and a lot of times it comes back to wanting to lose general baby weight after you've had a baby. You know, we hear that, you know, breastfeeding allows you to lose that weight faster. So I know a lot of women, you know, push through because thinking that, you know, it's going to help them lose the baby weight faster. So I feel like we got to address that for you guys, for your own personal experiences, because every woman's different. Every body is different. Did breastfeeding help you, do you think, lose the baby weight faster, Nayeli?
Oh, yes. It was amazing. After 3 months, I was back to my pre-pregnancy weight after only 3 months. Yes. Okay. I was one of those, but I was always hungry, and I would eat like three plates of whatever, you know, my husband would sit down and eat his plate. I would eat three times, literally. Wow. And I was always hungry and eating. And I actually didn't like it, because I was always hungry and I was busy and I was working, and I would need to stop everything that I was doing because I was starving. And then I was like really, really skinny. And I did not like that. Believe it or not, I did not like that. You know, it took a toll in my body. I started getting weak too. Physically, I could see. So I needed to step it up with a diet, like increasing my food intake. But yeah, I went back to my pre-pregnancy body just after 3 months because of breastfeeding.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Courtney, what was your experience with that?
Mine was, honestly, I thought with my oldest Eli that the breastfeeding was helping me to lose weight. But I had also, after I was about 6 weeks postpartum, started really heavy dieting and exercise. So I was attributing so much of my loss to being nursing. And then when I had stopped nursing at 9 months, I had already been significantly lower than what I was pre-pregnancy with him. But then when I stopped nursing, I started dropping weight very quickly again. And it kind of went off like, oh, my body was kind of holding on to these calories and storing the fat to help with my milk production. So now this time I've kind of just been ready for that. And I feel like that when I stop nursing, it will also allow my metabolism maybe kick up a little bit, and I'll be able to lose a little bit more. At least that's what I'm telling myself. I think that it's, you know, maybe the first time around, because each pregnancy is different and each child you nurse is different, maybe the first time around it did help a little bit. But this time it's almost, I think it's been a hindrance, because it has taken a lot to lose anything. And I'm, I think, a couple pounds over my pre-pregnancy weight now. But truthfully, I don't really worry about it too much. It is what it is.
Right. And Angel, how about you as far as breastfeeding is concerned? Did it help you lose the weight, especially with the twins? How did that work for you?
Yeah, I would say with my first one, I didn't really see it, not that much. But with the twins, I definitely was dropping weight. But I was counteracting that because I ate like a pack of wild boars. Like, I could not, when I tell you, I could not stop eating. It was ridiculous. Yes. My husband is 6'4", 240, and I could out-eat him without blinking. Like,
it was
crazy.
High five, Angel.
Oh, my goodness. So I think I would have saw more weight loss had I not. I mean, I really gave myself permission. I was not judging myself. I was like, yep, you go back up there and get some more helping. It's fine. You're keeping two babies alive. But yes. now that I have reeled that in, and I'm no longer doing that, especially since they eat solids, my weight, I've been shedding weight like crazy here lately. So I definitely attribute a lot of that to breastfeeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, to Courtney's point, I'm kind of in your boat, Courtney, with, you know, in breastfeeding my twins, I, you know, coming up here on 2.5 years, and I did not do that with my boys, my my singletons. So with my boys, it was only about, I don't know, between about 6 months that I nursed my boys. So I kind of feel like I'm comparing apples to oranges because, you know, I've breastfed my twins a lot longer than my boys. And I just feel like it's really difficult to lose mm-hmm. the weight. And I think part of it is because I'm still really hungry too. Right. I mean, my girls are toddlers now, so they're not, it's not like they have to breastfeed every 2 hours or whatever, but my body is still making a lot of milk for two babies, you know, and I just feel like I'm constantly hungry too. And it is just taking, it's taking a while for this weight to come off. Now, am I doing everything I should be doing? Like if I really wanted, really, really was dedicated to losing the weight, am I doing everything that I should be doing? No, I'm not, because I'm a mom and there's other priorities, right? Which we've all kind of touched on. But yeah, I mean, I feel like for me, I feel like that breastfeeding helped initially. But then now I feel like it's a hindrance. Go ahead, Courtney.
Well, I was going to say, when you started transitioning towards solids, and Angel kind of mentioned that, did you notice a change at all? Because for me, once Everett started moving into solids, and we did baby-led weaning with food, mm-hmm. once he started really going to more solids, I actually had noticed that I had dropped a few pounds. So I don't know what that, you know, maybe I wasn't trying to make as much milk. I'm not sure, because to me, the science behind it says it would go the opposite. But maybe I'm just not having to eat as much and burn through as many calories to produce milk, and I'm overeating could be part of it.
I don't know if I noticed anything. Angel, did you notice anything in transition to solids?
Yeah, I noticed that I was then eating a lot just out of habit and not out of actual hunger. I had developed a habit of you load up your plate, and so I had to literally break that habit. And it's not like, because I was like, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. I'm not starving myself. I'm not going to do something like that. But I noticed that I would stop being hungry a lot earlier into the meal than I was prior to them eating solids, if that makes sense. Like I had to check in with myself, because if not, I would have kept eating the same portion amount out of habit more than my body actually needing all the calorie intake that I was having before.
Right. Yep, that makes sense to me. Well, we just get in habits of doing things too, right? So I think it's just breaking a habit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to go back. So at least for Angel and Courtney, because Nayeli, you only have one child, right?
Yes.
Okay. So with Angel and Courtney, how did your body image change with each subsequent child? Courtney, I think you touched on this a little bit earlier, but how would you sum that up?
You know, I think it's just kind of more of general acceptance of learning. Well, you know, your body for me grew babies 41 weeks. So, you know, you go through that, and you know, I had almost 10 pound babies both times around. So, you know, with that came along a lot of the extra weight, because I gained a lot more than just 10 pounds. And so the first time I really, really was having a hard time with it, because I wanted to continue to be, not necessarily continue to be, but I wanted to go to where I felt like I looked great. And I thought that I needed kind of the validation to be a good mother, that I had to look like I looked great. And that was part of it. But after the second one, I kind of learned that there were a lot more important things than just how I looked to be a good mom and to be a good wife. We struggled the second time around. We had secondary infertility and we had some miscarriages and losses. And along that, I kind of figured out what was important to me, and having a six pack wasn't necessarily important to me, but, you know, feeling good and being able to play with my boys was more important. So as far as my particular body image went, it was just more of acceptance and learning to kind of not necessarily love how I look, but just tolerate it. I don't need to dislike how I look every day. I can be okay with how I look on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Angel, what was your experience between your first and then your twins?
With my first, after I had my singleton, little Marcus, my body, I had severe body image issues. Like I would have probably given myself a 2 back then. Like it was really a struggle. So when we decided to get pregnant the second time, I went into the pregnancy completely different. Like I was extremely healthy during that pregnancy. Granted, I ate a lot, but I was in the gym all the way up until I was like almost 8 months pregnant with the twins, lifting weights and running. I was a beasting in the gym. I was like, you are going to stay healthy. You're going to keep your body where you want it. It might not be like, you know, obviously I wasn't trying to have an hourglass figure while I was pregnant, but I was like, I'm going to remain healthy and I'm going to listen to my body. So after having the twins, I was a lot more accepting of where my body was. I felt a lot better about where my body was, even though I left the hospital, obviously still looking pregnant. Cause that was a huge thing when I had the first one and I left the hospital still looking pregnant. I was so confused. I was like, what is happening in my life right now? I do not understand what is happening. So like now again, like, even though I do have bad days, on my good days, really no one can touch me. I feel so good about myself and where my body is on my good days. And I don't even, that was like the person that I was after I had my first son and the person that I was after I had the twin boys. I don't even know if they're related as far as in the way I viewed myself, because I was determined. I was like, I will not. That was a big reason why I didn't. One of the reasons why it took us so long to decide to get pregnant again, because I didn't want to go through that again. I didn't want to have to go through, you know, me psyching myself into feeling okay about myself. And I was just like, I don't want to have to do that again. So going into it, that was a big thing. I was like, you're going to change how you feel about your body. And you're going to also make it not be so hard for you to feel good about your body. So I purposely made decisions that were going to make me feel good about myself, feel good about where I was at. And even though I have bad days, I'm just proud of what my body did. And I get to flaunt my two little kids. So I get the comment of, you had twins? And I'm like, yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like I set myself up for that comment all the time. Yeah. So yeah, it's completely different. And I'm glad that I was realistic about it. And I wasn't like, you have to be superwoman. You have to feel good about yourself all the time. I was like, no, I need to set myself up to feel good and quit trying to pretend like this is some imaginary thing that happens to women. It's something that's real. So if you want to feel good about yourself, set yourself up to feel good about yourself. So that's how I kind of went into it with the twins.
I think that's such a great attitude to have. And I love that you even set yourself up to get compliments, because I think we need to hear that. I don't see anything wrong with setting yourself up for a compliment. We don't hear it enough.
Yes, absolutely. I had on a little tutu at their birthday and I had just a little upper abdominal. That's the part that's together, my upper abdominal showing. And I was like, yes, everybody was like, I can't believe you had twins a year ago. I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know.
That is awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for being with us today and for being so honest and open. I know this is a difficult conversation to have, but hopefully a lot of mamas listening are going to benefit from this. So if you are a member of the Boob Group, then be sure to check out the bonus content for this episode. We're going to be discussing expectations when it comes to body image. So is it better to go into the situation with a low expectation, or should you set the bar, maybe not super high, but a little higher for yourself? So we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a bit. For more information about our Boob Group Club, visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Okay, so before we wrap up our show today, we do have one of our listeners submitted a question for one of our lactation consultants that answers questions on the show. So this is what she said. This comes from Willow. Willow says, I nursed my daughter for 15 months, and at that time, I learned I was pregnant with my son, and my daughter later weaned. I nursed my son for 1 year, and he weaned after that time as well. So that was over 2 years ago, and on one side, my bad side, which never produced much milk, I have had an inverted nipple and what appears to be milk leaking over the past 2 years. I've gone to the doctor and have even had a mammogram from time to time because it appears it could be a clogged duct. Is it normal to still be producing milk after 2 years of no nursing, or should I seek a second opinion from a different physician? Thanks so much, Willow.
This is Michelle Stolberger. I'm an IBCLC with Metropolitan Breastfeeding located in the DC area. Hi, Willow. What a great question. Generally, after weaning, you can expect your milk production to stop within a couple of weeks. However, according to the experts, quote, small amounts of milk are commonly expressed for weeks, months, or years from women who have previously been pregnant or lactating, end quote. So the amount should be small and not spontaneously flowing. My question to you would be whether the milk is milk that you're expressing or are you actually leaking? I'm glad you followed up with your physician, and it sounds like they're making sure to conduct appropriate tests, but I would always feel free to check back with them if it continues, especially if you find you're getting plugged ducts. One step that you can take to help prevent the plugged duct is to take soy lecithin, which is a supplement that is thought to help with reducing the stickiness of milk. This can be found over the counter and taken as directed. Thanks for your question, and I hope things get better.
That wraps up our show for today. Thanks for listening to The Boob Group. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, Newbies for newly postpartum moms, Parent Savers for moms and dads with toddlers, and Twin Talks, our show for parents of multiples. This is The Boob Group, where moms know breast.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
How would you like to have your own show on the New Mommy Media Network? We're expanding our lineup and looking for great content. If you're a business or organization interested in learning more about our co-branded podcasts, visit our website at newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas, don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.